If proposed changes in the Haines interim borough manager's budget are approved, the town could see an expanded police force, a new strategy for economic development, and a slight mill rate increase. Brad Ryan released his fiscal year 2018 spending plan Friday. Ryan says he created a budget that looks beyond the status quo and forges a new direction for the borough. Part of that new direction is giving the Haines Police Department more resources to address local alcohol and drug abuse issues. Ryan frames his proposal to increase the police budget with that goal in mind. He also hopes it will cut down on systematic turnover. The boosted police budget reverses the direction former manager Dave Sosa took in 2015. In response to state budget cuts, Sosa downsized the police force from 5 to 4 officers. A new police chief, Heath Scott, took over midway through 2016. In recent months, he made his case to the Public Safety Commission and Assembly to restore that fifth officer position that was eliminated less than 2 years ago. Interim manager Ryan heeded Scott's request in his spending plan. Adding a fifth officer raises expenses by $54,000. That may not seem like much of a change, but the police budget has already increased by about $100,000 during this fiscal year. It's partly due to increased salaries from a new bargaining agreement and Chief Scott's $15,000 in moving expenses. But the biggest factor in the increase is a $63,000 budget amendment the Assembly recently approved to cover unanticipated costs, including overtime. To offset the cost of police expansion, Ryan suggests trimming personnel expenses where possible. He proposes not filling a part-time office assistant job in the admin building. He also restructured the Public Works Department following the retirement of longtime Superintendent Ralph Borders. The shifting of Public Works duties saves about $20,000. Ryan also proposes a small townsite property tax increase to raise revenue. Townsite rates would go up by 0.1 mils, from 10.47 to 10.57. That equals a $10 increase for every $100,000 worth of property. Another significant change in the budget is Ryan's plan for the 1% sales tax dedicated to tourism and economic development. In his budget last year, Ryan eliminated a borough economic development director position. Now he proposes using the sales tax income for a different approach, an economic development corporation. The newly formed HEDC asked the borough for $95,000, which Ryan includes in his plan. The money for the private corporation is likely to be a topic of debate as the Assembly combs through the budget. Meanwhile, Ryan decreases tourism spending by about $50,000. He says much of that cost saving comes from a new online marketing platform. The budget stays status quo when it comes to school funding. Ryan offers the same amount of borough funding as the past few years, about $1.7 million. The maximum the borough could give is about $1.9 million. Ryan also includes funding for 2 major projects currently in the conceptual stages, the Lutac Dock and the Portage Cove Waterfront Trail. Ryan designates $100,000 from cruise ship passenger tax revenue for the trail. A little over $1 million is earmarked for Lutac Dock designs. The borough's preferred dock renovation option is estimated to cost about $36 million. How to pay for work on that vital facility is one of the major questions facing the borough. Ryan points out that the borough still has healthy fund balances to offset increased costs and reductions in state support. He proposes drawing from savings to cover gaps in the budget. But he says the Assembly needs to explore other revenue-generating options if it wants to keep mill rates low. Some options are taxes on alcohol, marijuana, natural resources, or tours. Ryan also suggests drawing the maximum amount possible from the borough's permanent fund savings, about $300,000. Over the next couple months, the Assembly will hold budget meetings before adopting a final spending plan. The first discussion is set for Tuesday in a Committee of the Whole meeting at 5:30 p.m. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.